Good evening.
Love Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand.
Good evening. I won't play the music tonight because we have a lot to cover tonight. My name is Mary Hollis. I am the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture reads 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows that are widows indeed. Tonight we have a guest who's going to come on and give us a prayer for our trip to Savannah. Yes, we are on the road again to Savannah, Georgia, and Pastor Herman Haynes will be on in just a moment, and he will pray for us that we will have a safe and enjoyable journey to and from Savannah, Georgia. And I am excited about going, and I know you all are ready to go. I wish it was tomorrow instead of a couple of days from now, but I am going to have him to come on because he's had a long day, and also he has an early day to begin and a long day for tomorrow. So I don't want to keep him up too long, but there are other things that I will be discussing with you after his prayer. Pastor Herman Haynes is charge of care and counseling at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where our senior pastor, is Dr. William E. Flippin, Sr. Pastor Haynes?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Sister Hollis, and let me just say hello to everyone near and far. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to just come on. I oftentimes wish I can be on more often than when I'm periodically able to come on and listen, but due to my busy schedule, I'm not able to do so. But please do note that I, along with our senior pastor at Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, Dr. Flipping, as well as others who are part of the care and counseling ministry, do support you all and have you continuously in our prayers. And I just wanted to come on briefly to just offer up a prayer for each of you who will be traveling on this great trip that you're going on down to Savannah. So I just want to say a prayer, and then I may tune in for a while, but I do, as Sister Hollis stated, I do have a early and pretty long day tomorrow too, so I probably won't be able to tune in for the entire time. So having said that, I know you got a lot to talk about, and so we're going to just go to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, we come recognizing that you indeed are the source of our strength, and you indeed are the strength of our lives. And we want to, first of all, thank you for all the many small blessings that we oftentimes take for granted, the ability to walk, talk, eat, and sleep. And then, Lord, we thank you for this Next Chapter ministry and all the participants who are part of it at all different levels. We in particular thank you for the leader, Sister Hollis, Sister Mary Hollis, and Sister Sheila, and all those who I may not call by name, but we thank you for all their dedication and all their work that we know that you've called them to do. And even when their way sometimes get to be a little cloudy, we thank you for them pressing towards the mark. So now we just ask a special prayer to God to provide traveling graces and mercies as they travel to and from Savannah. Dear God, allow them to enjoy themselves individually and collectively as they travel to Savannah. And dear God, even when there may be times when individuals may reflect on their loved ones who may not be with them, we ask you to turn tears of sadness into tears of joy. Joy of fond memories, dear God, that they do cherish and they can reflect on, and just remind them once again, dear God, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And also remind them, dear God, that you said in your word that we who have accepted the Lord as personal Savior do not mourn as others who have no hope. For just as Jesus Christ died and rose again, those of us who have accepted the Lord as personal Savior will also rise again as well. And so even in spite of some moments of sadness, we just ask, dear God, that you replace again them with moments of gladness and fun as they travel and they experience the beautiful side of Savannah and all that it entails. We pray also for any other silent prayer requests that may exist, dear God, that you know each person stands in need of. Whatever they may be going through, remind them that you told us in your word that there's nothing too hard for God. Remind us all, dear God, that we can indeed look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. And remind them again that you said, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. And so even during their times of sadness, in their times of frustration, in their times of even being upset with you, Lord, let them know that you said that you are their Father and you're with them always. So we pray now once again for traveling graces and mercies, for going and coming, and even for those who may not be on the phone line right now, we pray for them as well. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Hollis. And somebody, if you choose to do so, maybe you could bring me back some sand or something for a souvenir. Nothing expensive.
We'll do just that. We'll bring you more than than sand.
Yeah, nothing too expensive. But I'm going to listen in just for a little while, and then the grace of God be with each of you as you travel.
Okay. Thank you so much for staying up with us and giving us that wonderful prayer. Yeah, I do have something from encouraging. Always like to have something encouraging to say during my show, and I would like to go to the scripture, Isaiah 40th and the 31st verse. Fly on the wings of an eagle. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. I would like to read from the Amplified version of Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Once again, that's coming from Isaiah 40:31 verse. We so easily get bogged down by things that don't really matter. The vision of what we can become is often too easy, distorted by trivial and restricted view of life. A positive Christian has the ability to rise above irritation by trusting in the Lord in all circumstances and by remaining conscious of his living presence. It is possible to be trivial, and that's meaning ordinary, and small-minded when the love of God fills your heart and mind. Spreading his love by the power of the Holy Spirit means being to rise above and to reach those heights where the God of love desires all of his children to live. Regardless of your circumstances, you must never allow them to claim your attention to the extent that you lose sight of spiritual realities. These are the things that bring depth, purpose, meaning, and direction to your life. By developing an unaware of presence of the living God, and by always trusting in Him, you will always be able to rise above on the wings of eagles and see things in their right perspective. Once again, fly on the wings of an eagle and soar. That's the inspirational vitamin for tonight, but I would like to also talk about our trip. I want to give some checklists and details about our trip, and if you have any questions, you can come on the air. There's a way of clicking back off and coming on, clicking on one, and you will be able to, I can click you on the air, but I will have to see that you want to be on the air by, you will have to sign off and sign back on and click the button for being on the air. But anyway, let me go over. I'm excited about the trip, and I'm sure you all are too. So I hope that you have started packing or you will begin soon. Things to remember about the trip is to be on time. The bus leaves at 8 a.m. Everyone needs to be at Green Forest Baptist Church on Rainbow Drive at 7:30 a.m. The bus will be there and be ready to get your bags and get ready for our journey. Most of you, I've really spoken to everyone, and everyone seems to know where Green Forest Baptist Church is. We have been given permission to leave our cars there for the next 3 days. Once we leave there on Friday, we can pick up our cars on Sunday. And we have been given permission. Sheila has taken care of that part of the trip. The other thing, make sure when you approach Rainbow Drive to Green Forest, when you come to Rainbow Drive to Green Forest Baptist Church, take the regular, well, East Entrance will get you to the gym, but get to the gym and park there until everyone else is there and the bus arrives. The bus should be there before you get there. So make sure that you go towards the gym and park in front of the gym. The other thing is, Sheila and I will be responsible for water, but you're responsible for your own snacks. The hotel will serve a full breakfast every morning that we are there. That's including in the package. You're responsible for your meal and your lunch. I would suggest that you bring a jacket or blanket for the bus ride, just in case there's a little cool on the bus. When we go to Tybee Island, it's your option whether you want to put on your bikini or your swimsuit or whatever you want to wear. You can go into the water. It's optional what you want to do. You can just lay out on the beach. But I would suggest that you bring a beach towel with you so you'll have something to lay on. You can walk on the beach in the water, whatever you choose to do. But bring a change of clothes for that. After we walk, enjoy the beach for a few hours, we will go straight to the restaurant. We'll be going to Crab Shack. And Crab Shack is a very relaxed and you don't have to be dressed up anything, very relaxed atmosphere, where you can wear pretty much anything, but you have to have clothes on, of course. No bathing suit. You have to cover up. And what else I need to... pretty much everyone has an itinerary of the trip. There's a couple of things that we will be changing as far as time. We're going to move up a couple of the time on the restaurant. When we go to Paula Deen restaurant on Friday, we will be arriving there at 5 o'clock because we have reservation, and they want us not to make any changes and leave it at 5. So we'll be arriving there a little bit earlier than what's indicated on the itinerary. There are times that we will have games, or I guess I should have gone down from Friday to Saturday to Sunday. That would be more appropriate. But I just had a list here going over the things that I had written down. But the itinerary is pretty much self-explanatory, and I think I've answered everyone's question regarding the trip. Just be in prayer. Even though Pastor Hain has prayed for us, we would like for you to be prayerful that it will not rain on us. We will have beautiful weather and being safe arriving and returning. There's never too much prayer that can go up. Prayer without ceasing. So pretty much that, let me see what else. Why don't I just go over from Friday to Saturday to Sunday after we have more time on the air. Okay. There is a garden that we will be going to on Friday as we journey to Savannah. It's called Gado Garden. It's a religious garden that's in Metter, Georgia, and it's closer to Savannah. It's a religious garden, and it's no charge. And we will stop and take a tour of that. And after we leave there, we will be going for lunch. After lunch, we will proceed to Savannah. And hopefully, once we get in Savannah, we must go and get our permit for touring. Each day, we must pay for get a touring permit for each day that we are there. We'll do that first, which shouldn't take long. And we will go to the hotel, and the hotel is Springs Hill Suites, Savannah Midtown. And that is a part of the Marriott. And I'm at that time, we'll have a few hours to get some rest, freshen up, and get ready for Paula Deen's restaurant. It's now called Ladies and Sons, but I wanted you to know who owned the restaurant. But it's her son and her that owns the restaurant. And the name is really called Ladies and Son. We suggest, the restaurant suggests that we do the buffet. The buffet, you can eat a little bit of everything. It's $25.37. That's include tax and gratuity. You can order something else if you decide not to go with the buffet, but at least you'll get a taste of everything that Pauline has at her restaurant. When we leave there, we will be going. Paula Deen's restaurant is about a block and a half from the Riverwalk. We'll be walking down the Riverwalk right after we leave the restaurant. There's lots of stores, candy stores, restaurants, bars, and also there's a lot of vendors out there selling different things. So that should be a good evening for us when we arrive there. And later on, if you're not too tired, we can have some games, play some games, play cards or whatever. If you just want to relax and be in your own room, you can. You're not obligated to hang with everybody all the time. Saturday, just like I indicated that breakfast is included, it's from 7 to 10 a.m. The hotel would like for us to have breakfast together, if possible. And there are also time that we can do some little bit of aerobics. We're going to let Miss Mandy be in charge of that. She has all that energy. Our line dancing, if we chose to do that. And there's The hotel is between two malls, so we can go over to the mall for a little while. And after that, we will be going to Pavi Island. From there, we will be going to Crab Shack and returning to the hotel. On Sunday, we'll get up and have breakfast. We'll have a morning devotion that will be conducted and done by Sheila Coley, our president. And after the morning devotion, we will depart from Savannah and head back to Atlanta. If we have time in between any of this schedule for other touring of Savannah, we will. But pretty much this is not set in stone. If there's something that we see that we want to do when we get there, yes, we can. Just want to let you know that I thank you so much for joining us on this trip and making it a success as far as the number of people that we needed. We have 25 people, that's including the bus driver, and that number will be heading to Savannah on Friday. I hope that each one of you, we will definitely have a great time. God is going to be with us. All of our trips that we have gone on, we have a great time, and we just feel that God is going to allow us to have a great time on this trip as well. So if you have any questions on the itinerary, it's my cell and my home telephone number. Please feel free to call. One thing I would like you not to do, only if it's an emergency or something that you need to tell me. If you need to call me and ask me about anything, call me on Wednesday instead of Thursday because I'll be packing. That'll be my time to pack. Before then, I won't be able to. So if you have any questions, please call me on Wednesday night. I won't get home until about 8:30 on Wednesday, but I stay up late, so it's no problem for you calling me and asking me questions or calling me during the day. If I can return your call, I will. We have a few more minutes here. We have about 7 more minutes before the show. But if anyone have any questions, please don't hesitate to answer. And we want to thank Pastor Haynes again for being coming in on the air, even though he has such a busy schedule. He's always been committed. Whenever we ask him to do anything, he always says yes, and we thank him so much for that. And being our advisor and just being there for the widow ministry. This ministry is for widows, but I know there's a lot of other people on the trip that are not widows. And we thank you for being a part of this trip with us. And as you go along and you hear about a widow and that has had a loss, a friend, family member, a church member, please share this information to them that we are a ministry. This coming September, it will be 10 years. I can't believe it's been that long. Time flies. But we have been ministering to widows for the last 10 years. It's amazing how God puts you in certain situations, but if you are obedient and do what he wants you to do, he will continue to bless you, even though that you've lost someone that you love so much. He replaces that need. He replaces that void in time. I know some of you are still new at your loss, but if you trust and believe in God, he'll get you through this one day at a time. We have so many people, so many widows in this ministry that can give you a testimony. It wasn't easy, but they got through. And I think that they are very happy to be a part of the next chapter of widow ministry. And we want to continue to carry this ministry to whatever height, like the Eagles, that God wants us to take this ministry. So It's available to anyone. It's not just for widows. I mean, it's barely, it was organized for widows, but anyone that is going through any type of emotion that needs our help, we'll reach out and help them in any way. So this is the end of our program for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed. I'll see you on Friday. And sometimes tune in every Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Tell your friends. It doesn't have to be in Georgia. We have people that call in from Chicago, South Carolina, California, Tennessee, Florida. So it's not just Georgia audience. It's all across the country. Some people even sign on by going through their computer and listening to the show that way. And we want to make this bigger and better. And we need your prayers and your support in any way that you can. And I thank you, and be blessed.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Let us. Come, let us adore Him.
No matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Emmanuel.
Come on, help me say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Let me see some hands. We worship Him.